Big news in the chip space as Intel is set to purchase Israeli chipmaker Tower Semiconductor for a reported $5.4 billion, all cash. The deal will beef up Intel's manufacturing capacity and global presence. So for more on this, let's bring in Daniel Newman, Futurum Research Principal Analyst who watches the chip space very closely. Daniel, great to have you on the program today. A big transaction for Intel. How do you think this plugs any sort of holes that Intel has in their global markets?
So we've seen the Intel IDM2 strategy. One of its big tenets was all about the Intel Foundry Service and expanding that. And we've seen what Intel is doing, its Ohio investments, other fabs across the US, its plans across Europe. But one of the big opportunities that the company still needed to address is what you'd call kind of that other 30% of the market opportunity, which is some of these analog technologies. And that's what Tower really focuses on. So the company focuses on, you know, what you could kind of call lagging edge nodes, 45 to 250 nanometer. So we hear Intel talk about 5, 7, 10 and other leading edge technologies. A lot of the shortages we faced in this past year were in these lagging edge nodes, and Intel looking to, you know, deliver a more complete foundry service has found a really synergistic, straightforward acquisition that's going to help them accomplish that.
Daniel, I was going to ask you about the price tag here, $5.4 billion, which is a 60% premium on the closing price of Tower yesterday. But I'm looking at the stock now, up more than 40% right now. How much of this move you think is justified?
Well, this is a really significant growth opportunity. You look at the TAM for the foundry space, and you're talking about $100 billion today, and you're talking about a significant opportunity for growth. Like I said, I reiterate, so much of the shortage that we've experienced were some of these different analog technologies, power management, RF, automotive. We saw how many of the power management and sensors and different PCI connectors that actually caused PCs and autos not to be available. Well, Intel has promised to be part of the solution to expand capacity. The mega investments, like I said, the $100 billion up to in Ohio, this company is spending big. And by putting together this full-on foundry service, you start to see it being much more likely to be able to compete holistically with TSM. And by the way, TSM trades at something like a 30 times multiple, whereas Intel is about 10 right now. So this foundry service business could become a really big opportunity for Intel in both the short and long term. And I'm watching that closely.
Daniel, how much does this help with the Asia market specifically? Because the statistic coming from the Semiconductor Industry Association, sales reaching a record $556 billion last year, about a third of that was China being the biggest market. I mean, that's not a surprise. We know this, but TSM is dominating in that market. So does this acquisition do anything to move the needle for Intel there?
I think it moves the needle. The company has a presence there, largely in Japan. In the announcements today, it talked about serving the China market and continuing to push to serve that market. Right now, we still have a lot of demand constraints. So, you know, or the demand is so high, you could say we have supply constraint. And right now, if Intel could deliver more volume and more chips, they would be able to sell more, and that market would certainly be a beneficiary. TSM is a great competitor. They've had a tremendous run. There is no question that this move was going to be important to make Intel a full spectrum foundry service. And so I think it can help. I mean, we're going to have to track the numbers. We're going to have to see if this growth is material. But the investment and the numbers I can get behind because of what this does for Intel being able to execute on its promise to expand capacity here domestically in the US and then, of course, abroad.
Yeah, I mean, what does that ultimately mean for Intel? You know, we know the stock has come under some pressure on the back of cost concerns. Obviously, the company has made it very clear this is not a 1 year, 2 year story. This is long term. But as they continue to add to their portfolio with the domestic production in focus, what does that ultimately mean in terms of how Intel is positioned in this space at a time when, you know, so many of its competitors have gone in the other direction in terms of going fabless?
Yeah, and Intel is working on several fronts to build and reestablish the trust in the market. The foundry service is certainly one of those big opportunities. We've seen over the last few years, all the fabless chip makers have done really well in the market, but solving this problem of the shortage has left only a few companies, including TSM and Samsung, and now Intel has an opportunity to fill that gap. So I like it from a diversification play. Also, if you see what Intel did announce just a few months back with their Mobileye strategy, you also see an opportunity that Intel could potentially see IFS become almost a standalone opportunity. Could it be spun off in the long term if it becomes big enough? Again, you look at those multiples for TSM versus Intel, and those multiples for, you know, in the automotive space for what Mobileye will very likely IPO at. It creates some excitement that they're diversifying their business. They've certainly had challenges in meeting the expectations with some of their leading edge technologies. It seems with their new, you know, 7, 4, and other, you know, new process nodes that they're bringing into market, that they're gaining confidence, they're gaining steam. Pat Gelsinger seems to have his handle on it, but the market needs to give it a longer time horizon to accomplish the goals. Building fabs takes years. So fully seeing out this business and this acquisition actually provides some revenue and a boost to that 30% of that lagging edge semiconductor market immediately, which is something I think shareholders should be able to get behind.